You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Thursday to you. It's Thursday, December 28th. Belated Merry Christmas, early Happy New Year's. Belated Happy Hanukkah and Happy Kwanzaa to y'all out there as well. You know, right now, it's what, dang, man, it's like 3:26 in the a.m. West Coast time. I can't sleep. I'm still on East Coast time, but it's all good. But I want to talk to y'all about Markelle Fultz. You know, I want to talk to y'all about the biggest, I guess, debate in the city. Well, one of the biggest debates in the city, I'm not going to say it's the biggest, is should Markelle Fultz play or not? You know, and it's a tough decision. I mean, it's one of those things where, hey, first he has to get in basketball shape. Sixers really haven't been doing anything as of late that would get him in basketball shape. But, you know, first he has to do that. But the thing is, should he play? And should the Sixers play him? And, you know, I'm of the belief that he should, but at the same time, I do believe that it's a tough situation for Brett Brown, and this is what I mean by that. I mean, you look at it, you know, the Sixers are trying to make the playoffs this year, really trying to. This year is supposed to be different than the others, whereas in the past, it was all about player development. Let's just get this guy ready to go. And in some instances, because they were tanking, they didn't even play him. Like, they didn't play their top picks who were injured. But Markelle Fultz's situation, you can say, is a little different because he started playing at the beginning of the season. He was injured. You know, he missed some preseason games, and then he played the first three games of the season. So, unlike Ben Simmons, unlike Joel Embiid, unlike Nerlens Noel, you know, his rookie calendar basically is already start ticking. So it doesn't do him any justice to say, I'm just going to sit out the rest of this year. He can't come back and be, I'm going to be a rookie next year. I'm going to get rookie of the year next year. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. No, he can't do that. He's just going to be a guy who, a guy who just played three games his rookie season. That's it. So, but then when you look at Brett Brown, you look at his coaching, look at the coach, and you factor in like, hey, I really want to win. This guy hasn't played in a while. I got to get him in shape. Right now I found a rhythm with TJ McConnell. You know, I got these other guys coming in. And if we bring Markelle back, it's kind of force-feeding him into the situation. You know, it's like, you know, we're going to, like, disrupt the rhythm a little bit just to, you know, try to get Markelle some shots, give him some action. And what if Markelle isn't, like, as far as up to speed with the terminology, if he's not, you know, if he misses assignments and stuff like that. Now, he is the first-round pick, so you have to play him, put him out there and give him minutes. You're not going to let him just ride the bench. So, you know what I mean? I can see where the Sixers are coming from where they say, like, well, you know, maybe it would be best if we just bring him along slowly and then, you know, next thing you know, he may be able to play towards the tail end of the season, or he may be able to, you know, just come back next year 100% after we get his shot. You know, so that's what the Sixers are dealing with. Now, also, when he comes back, they also claim that they want him to get his shot 100% right. But you got to be true to yourself when you say that because, you know, regardless of what he does in practice, and you saying he got to pass the eye test in practice, you know, I get that. But as we all know, he could pass the eye test in practice and look great, but then he could struggle in the game, and then vice versa. You know, sometimes guys are better game players than they are practice players. So I think that you need to just throw them out there. So, you know, at the end of the day, I think the guy needs to play. I would like to see him become more implemented in the team practice. You know, they're saying that they're going to do that now. They're not quite ready to do 5-on-5 just yet, but he may do some 2-on-2, 3-on-3 drills. Now, the hard part is the Sixers really don't practice a lot. I mean, they're starting to practice now, but they haven't really been practicing a lot. And he's been actually cleared to start doing stuff with practice about 3 weeks ago. And, you know, he still has yet to do it. Now, he's supposed to do stuff on this road trip that we're on, you know, as I wrote about in today's paper and had on Philly.com yesterday. So you know, today's paper, meaning today's Philly Inquirer and Philadelphia Daily News. So, you know, I'm assuming that when they do incorporate them and stuff, it's going to have to be Friday because they have a game today and they have a game Saturday and a game Sunday and they fly back on Monday. So it's going to, if they do it this week like they say they are, it's going to have to be Friday when they practice here in Portland on Friday. But you got to play them. You got to get them out there. You know, some people even say they think he lost confidence. Well, it's hard not to for a little bit. I mean, like, and what I mean by that is it's like, come on, let's be real. You know, people coming down on the kids and saying, oh, look at this, look at that. Okay, so you got a guy who's 19 years old, whose shoulder is messed up. And then, you know, he's trying to be, you know, tell us that everything is fine. But then when we go out there and we look at it, you could tell something's wrong with him. So but he's saying, no, I'm okay. And then you got people on Twitter, you got people on Instagram, you got people all over the social media. And even on ESPN and everywhere else, like the television networks, you know, they're like, wow, look at his shot. You know, so you go from a kid, I mean, you're 19. You're 19 years old. I know you played at the University of Washington 1 year, but come on, man. Washington wasn't receiving any publicity, any love. And then, but then the year before that, you're at the Matha. Yes, the Matha is one of the most storied programs, and they play like a national schedule, so to speak. But let's keep it real. Playing in front of 20,000 people, and you're shooting like a bad, you're shooting the air balls and bad shots is completely different than being at the most in a gym where there's like 5,000 people, you know what I mean, coming to see you play in a marquee matchup. So, you know, I mean, give him a break. He's 19. He'll get it together. But I think, man, you can't let the first overall pick in the draft just sit around and rot on the bench. You need to get him in there. And I understand that you guys want to win, but right now you got to get him out there because, and you hope and pray that towards the end of the season that he can help you and he can help you in the playoffs because let's face it, he's the only person, only guard on his team who can create his own shot. You know, Ben Simmons can if he wants to, but Ben Simmons is more of a distributor. Well, Markelle Fultz is a guy who can come down, get buckets, do what he has to do. He just has to get his shot back, and once he does that, he'll be fine. And also, you know, you gotta go through some growing pains a little bit before you get to become the player that you were, you used to be. And that needs to happen, you know, now. Now, again, I don't think we're going to see him within the next couple of weeks. But, you know, I think he has to build up to get his condition right. And he has to play on these 5-on-5 scrimmages and stuff like that. But, you know, I think that it will be in the Sixers' best interest not to sit him out, but to hurry up and get this young man some reps. All right. I want to thank y'all for listening this morning and have a great, great, great day.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.